Welcome to the Megacast.
Welcome to episode 97 of the Megacast. I am Matt Jerkins. I'm joined tonight again by Wilco and Josh. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, sir.
Against my will. I promise it's against my will. I said no, sir.
This podcast got real weird real quick. Like straight out the bat. We're holding Wilco against his will. Someone call someone.
That's it.
Well, I'm just glad we can keep up the weirdness every week. You know, like it'd be weird if we weren't weird straight out the bat.
That's a good point. It's a very good point, I guess.
The weirdest part is that we now talk to you and you answer within a minute or two. It's not like this whole
come on.
Jeez, that's a bit of a throwback. Like, holy crap!
Yeah, it's been at least 63 episodes since that happened. Yeah, so come on now.
We'll be able to say 100 episodes soon because we're getting there. Well, we really need to do something. Maybe we should just have a drunk cast and we just get fucking fingered on, like, just on the podcast and just get real mad at each other.
Don't we get anyway. Mad at each other anyway? Oh, just
that's
with alcohol.
True. So, okay, like, just a normal Saturday. Is that what we're saying?
We can do the Game of the Year podcast. That's when we get really angry at each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Red Dead's not out yet. We can't do that. Wilco,
yeah, mate. How you going?
What have you been up to? What have you been up to for the past week, dude? Let's get into games. Let's talk about games.
Because I was going to talk about how sick I've been, but I won't.
Fully sick.
Let's start with the fun one. We had a crazy day. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday when Press Start Australia decided to put up the fact that a Target is selling off all their games for dirt cheap, except for.
Oh, this was insane! Like, this was mental. So I was on Facebook and they posted it. And I was straight away, I was like, oh, Target sale. Clicked on it. And there were games like Persona 5 for $5 and a bunch of Wii U and 3DS games for $2 each. Yeah. And I was immediately linked it in the Discord and the Discord blew up pretty much straight away.
Every other Discord blew up from there as well.
Yep.
Pixel Sim did it. I know the Bank Girls one did it. They just went through all of them.
Yep. Great. But upon getting... So the deal with this Target sale was it was only in store, not online, and only if stock was available.
Mm-hmm.
There was no fucking stock available anywhere.
Well, I went in there, like, this was Monday. I finished at 10:30, did some other things, went in there at 11. The guy at the customer service desk had all the games off at the customer service desk. He just cleaned them out to start stickering them up. And I'm walking around, I've got my phone in my hand, and I can see this other guy's walked in behind me. He's got phone in hand, and he's looking through the shelf as well. I'm like, I know exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I need to get over to that customer service desk before you do. And I just said, mate, can I just have a look at these for a sec? And he goes, yeah, these piles. I said, I don't care. Look, they're all dirt cheap. I'll get what I want, and I'll let you know. And he goes, okay, no problems. I picked out 6 titles and...
Spent $7.
No, I got The Last Guardian, which was the most expensive thing. It was still around the $40 mark, but I thought I'll play.
Was it around $40? Was it? Because you're going to kick yourself when I say that The Last Guardian is in the 2 for $40 sale at JB perpetually. But anyway, JB,
that's okay. But no, all the rest, like, I got Call of Duty Infinite Warfare for like $5. I got the Tearaway game for about $5, and picked up the tennis game and the cricket game, which I've been after for a long time, for $30 each. What else? There was a couple others. There was a whole heap of stuff I'd already got digitally, so I couldn't justify getting them, but that was so cheap. It could have been, gifts for anyone. But I cleaned him out, and then I walked away, and then the other guys walked up and said, oh, you got any of these ones? And he rattled it off his website, and he had none of them left in stock. So it was that problem of, this was a cool sale. They weren't advertising it, so they didn't have to have it in stock, but they didn't have any in stock. So it was just a Press Start made such a big deal out of it that everyone started flocking in. And this is in Maroochydore, so I can imagine some of the bigger ones would have had, people coming in left, right and centre. So that was good fun. I spent a bit of money, but I've got some games there that I'll never play, but at least my collection behind
collection's
me.
Collection's getting bigger.
Yeah, my physical collection's getting a little bit bigger, so yeah, it's pretty good. But I guess I'll leave the main one to last. Well, we had Rainbow Six drop Grim Sky during the week, so we played that and we did a podcast about that. Really good fun. Started burning holes in walls with Maverick, the new operator, and it was good fun. Did the Battlefield 5 beta. Did any of you guys jump on that at all?
That's interesting, because I had some mates play it. So in my personal life, I got a lot of mates who play Fortnite, and I just give them shit all the time about still playing that game. And they jumped on Battlefield 5, and they really liked Battlefield 1. Like, they loved it. Mm-hmm. They played it all the fucking time. And I was the one guy that was like, God, this game sucks. And But they there actually were like, Battlefield 5, not that great.
Yeah, it's getting a bit hard. It's very... They've made it so the ammo depletion's a lot more, so you have to rely on your support to give you more ammo or ammo boxes around the place. Same with healing. Don't think you regen as much. It's just more Battlefield. I found I'm not a serious Battlefield 1 player, so...
But the problem is it's not. Like, the Battlefield that people love and remember hasn't come out for fucking ages.
Last couple, it's Battlefield 1, but move forward in time with a few changes, but...
Where are the jets that you just better run up and jump in and take off and all the cars and stuff? Meanwhile, you've got this COD fucking beta going on that I'm pleasantly surprised by. Looking at all the gameplay, it looks awesome. Yeah.
It'll be good, and like it'll be the death knell to PUBG, which is what we've been saying for a long time. Fortnite, I don't think it'll make much of a dent in, because you're not going to get the 10-year-olds playing Call of Duty.
Are you joking? Okay. That is 10-year-old territory. That's where they live.
We're talking about the kids who don't normally play games, but parents will let them play Fortnite, won't go out and get them Call of Duty Black Ops 4 for this. Like it'll do a dent in it, but it won't...
Yeah, it will.
It won't do a massive dent. Like, it's not going to knock Fortnite off.
One game itself won't knock Fortnite off. What'll happen is, we've been saying this for a while, once all these big developers start jumping on the Battle Royale train and more Battle Royale games come out that are very, very good and very, very polished, the market will be fragmented and there won't be such a massive... Because realistically, the reason why everyone's playing Fortnite is because it's the best Battle Royale game at the moment. The other ones are buggy as fuck.
Saying about Fortnite, 12 months ago? What is this stupid game trying to take on PUBG? Seriously. And what we're saying...
No, I was the one that was saying Fortnite was the best Battle Royale available. Yeah, I remember
the
saying
only
it.
Person saying that.
It was the best one available. It was going to blow up, and it fucking did in a big way.
Yeah.
But now the same thing is going to happen. Like it's big because it's the best one of a very, very popular game type. But once other people come in and jump on board, I think we'll see a fragmented
They're all saying Blackout's basically a very polished and a workable version of PUBG. So. Yeah, of course it's going to be better. They've got so many more people behind it, so much more years of dev work and proper dev work behind it. Of course it's going to be good. Doesn't surprise me at all. And I assume Battlefield 5's, what do they call it, it's the Firestorm or whatever it is mode, is going to be just as good as well. So they'll be both going for it. But I want to see one that's a little bit less serious take on Fortnite. So... whatever Ubisoft brings out, whether Eves did an interview with one of them during
one
the
of
week.
Them.
One of them.
One of those
one
guys.
One of those good guys. One of the guys.
Gets all the interviews. But they're talking about, they're not trying to make a Battle Royale game as such. They're trying to learn what makes the Battle Royale games at the moment good and incorporate them into their games. And it's more the playing lots of people at once.
No, I think it's the tension. So it's the fact that it's permadeath, but not permadeath. It's permadeath in the sense that you die and that is it. You've got to start again.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more tension. Yeah.
But they're looking more at the aspect of getting more people playing together at once, and that's what they're sort of leaning towards. But
you know what that means, Wilco, don't you?
What's that?
It's the return of MAG Battle Royale.
How good would that be?
Fucking 256 players on the same fucking map.
I just still reckon that your
idea... I reckon
idea
MAG was awesome way before it
MAG was fucking great, actually.
I still reckon your idea, Wilco, of that Ubiverse Battle Royale would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Just get them all
That's what I was sort of leaning towards. Something like that where they can bring the Rabbids in and this type of stuff where it's more kid-friendly.
No, they need to stop doing everything with rabbits.
No,
oh,
man, they bring the rabbits in, and then you can kill them over and over and over and over and
you
over.
You can do that in that fucking Mario game.
You get Sam Fisher drop down, and you kill out all the rabbits with Sam Fisher. It'd be great. Fuck, that would be... Oh, my God, I want it. But anyway, Battlefield 5 beta. It was good. I've got the premium pass for EA Access or Origin Access, so I was going to be playing it anyway. But, it's more of the same to me. The hardcore people, like you said, aren't liking it or are liking it, either one. So, as they always do. I'm going to leave the last one to when you talk about it. So, I'll be playing Spider-Man, but that's about it.
Spooderman. Speeder dude.
I got my PS4 Pro, the Spider-Man version. That's pretty sick.
I'm very fucking jealous of that.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Can you buy those controllers separately, or are they only come with the console?
I think they're only with the console. They look... sitting here right in front of me, too, right now. Like the simple red.
Shut your face.
Anyway.
Shut your fucking mouth.
We'll talk about that later. I want to hear more about Warframe. So, Josh, what have you been playing this week?
No, look, I did play a little bit of Warframe between, obviously, this episode and episode 96, but actually got Destiny 2 Forsaken expansion. So I jumped kind of into that from Wednesday-ish last week, I think it must have been.
Yeah, when Wednesday it released. Dropped. Yeah.
Which, one of the first things I did notice, having jumped straight from Warframe into Destiny, and I remember first playing Destiny 2 before I really got it and thought it was a fairly responsive-ish game. God, it's so slow. You just move so slow in that game.
Yeah, but you're used to Warframe now where you fucking move around like a crazy a space ninja because that is what you are.
Yeah.
Like...
But no, look...
it's mental.
Yeah, they made a significant effort to slow Destiny 2 down from Destiny 1, though, so...
but to be, to be fair...
To keep people playing longer, because... How do we make people play longer? Make them run slower. Them run
You've got a 10-hour campaign. What if we just did it half speed? Is it a 20-hour campaign? Perfect.
Everything's in bullet time all the time. Destiny 2, colon, bullet time.
But with that said... I have been enjoying it.
Yeah,
it's been a good change of pace, and the new area is pretty cool, and running around hunting all the, doing the story side of it, and all the barons is pretty cool. There's a couple of things I think that they've fucked up again, like with every expansion all the way through all the Destinies. Every time they bring an expansion, you can get that item that boosts your level. Back up to, I guess, an end game kind of content level.
Did you use that for this
No, I haven't, and there's a reason for that.
Because you lock yourself out of all the other content. You lock yourself
totally out of all the other content.
Even though you've got to buy that content to get Forsaken.
Yep. Wait, what?
So if you...
Okay, I see that's in the top big thing in the news. I guess we'll talk about it there.
Yeah, it is there, and we'll talk about it a bit more. But yeah, so that was weird.
Very weird.
But it's been good. Like, it has been good.
Yeah, I actually played a little bit more of it. I've updated my client for PC, and if I finish Spider-Man and there's enough time between now and that and Forza Horizon, I'll probably jump into it then, I guess.
Yeah, look, as I said, there's still a couple of things. I haven't done any of the new strikes or anything. I've been told that the Gambit can be fun. I haven't tried that yet. I'm just slowly working my way through the story content because it is, I am finding that a little bit interesting, more interesting than the previous stuff anyways.
And you're playing it predominantly single player, right?
Single player at the moment because, everybody got quite burnt with all the other Destiny 2 stuff. So playing it on PS4 and not a lot of people are doing it, And obviously, as you said, Spider-Man came out the same week, so every man and his dog's been playing that.
Well, have we got... Hopefully that's in the news too. I'd love to talk about that. how crazy that's been going. But anyway,
that kind of covers out my week. It's Destiny 2 and Spider-Man and a bit of Warframe.
Yeah, cool. Oh god, I guess we'll get to me. I've been sick, so I'm still loving my new PC. But unfortunately, I have a boy who's now in daycare, so every 2 weeks I get drastically ill with some new fucking plague.
I love it.
So I got a chest infection last Thursday ish. Took Thursday off work, which is dumb of me. Should have taken Friday because it's the day that Spider-Man came out. Before that, I was playing a bunch of games on my new PC, still playing Quake Champions, still really loving that. Streamed a bit last week, thanks to everyone who dropped by for that one. It was quite a fun stream. I'm still playing the Path of Exile Delve League, still playing my Parappa the Zapper, my Arc Witch. Dragon Quest 11. It's such a good name, Parappa the Zapper. Dragon Quest 11, still smashing that out, and Octopath Traveler on the Switch. I'm looking for new games on the Switch now. I'm still really burnt. Like, there's just small things about the Switch that irk me.
Like what?
Like achievements. Like, I'm an achievement hunter.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the fact there's no achievements on that thing.
Yeah. And we've said it before, and they're meant to be coming, but it doesn't really solve the issue now that it was released without it.
No. Like, I really want to love the Switch. Like, I want to love it, because it feels good in your hands.
Yeah.
But like, I just, there's shortfalls that I can't look past, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In saying that, Octopath Traveler is a fucking great game and I'm really enjoying it. Be better if I was getting fucking achievements for it, but...
Oh,
so sorry, are you playing many indie games or are you just sticking to that?
I'm playing what?
Any indie games on it. Like, have you picked up any, like...
No, because they're all available on other platforms that have trophies and achievements.
Yeah.
So like, yes, I could play Hollow Knight, but I've got Hollow Knight on my PC... And realistically, it's going to run better on my PC than anything else that I have. I've got Dead Cells on my PC too, so there's no point to get it on the Switch. Like, I'll get the Switch for Nintendo exclusives, probably. That's you
know. One that might be up your alley, though, I don't see it in the news here either. Civ 6 announced for Switch.
No, fuck, I'll play Civ 6 on my PC, you fucking dingus. Will it even run on the fucking Switch?
Apparently it does. They're not downgrading it at all. It's the full version of Civ 6 with all the expansions as well.
Oh, so you can actually feel your Switch melt in your hands as you play Civ 6. Great. Cool.
I'm actually a little excited about it because, like, that's perfect for me sitting on the lounge watching TV and doing a 5-hour long start to a campaign and then doing another 50 hours after it during the rest
bullshit
of the week.
You're gonna fuck it. That's gonna your Switch is gonna run out of battery in 45 minutes on Civ 6.
That's gonna be good. Like, just playing it in handheld mode. Oh, I'm interested anyway.
Yeah, I'm interested too. I'm giving it shit, but I am enjoying the Switch. It's you know, I'm giving it a lot of shit and I'm a bit pretty hard on it, but I am glad that I bought one finally. So yeah. Really keen to get back into Dragon Quest XI. I love that game. I got my hands on a fucking copy of NBA 2K19.
Well, did you?
Yes, I did. I'm very excited to play that. Officially released today, the Ben Simmons edition. This is very, very cool. 2K have done a fucking great job on this, getting Ben Simmons up there and really repping Australia. Kyrie, arguably Australian, and he has been on the cover before, but he's technically not Australian. He's American. He was born here, but he, you know, he's an American citizen and all that sort of stuff, not an Australian citizen anymore. But Benny Simmons, the fucking boy from down under, mate, on the cover. If you're an NBA fan, this is a big deal. Plays for the, you know, he plays for the 76ers. He's doing very, very good. Fantastic basketball line. He's doing very well for Australian basketball. I'm excited to sink some time into this. I really, really hope that it's not as microtransaction heavy as NBA 2K18 was. But I'm very hopeful that they've sort of given the career mode a bit of a polish and stuff, because I've heard very good things. So I'm going to be spending lots of time over the coming weeks with NBA 2K19, and you'll probably hear more about it next week. But off, I guess, not onto the creme de la creme.
Oh, one more little thing. I just want you to talk about, you applied for PAX.
Oh, yeah.
And you got it.
Yeah. We got it. So
we've got a podcast to announce that we'll be recording live down at the show as well.
Yes, we'll be recording the Megacast, a version of the Megacast live down at PAX now. It was iffy whether we were going to be there this year. We were sort of umming and ahhing about it. And then
basically,
I sort of thought,
Josh turned around and said he wasn't going to make it. So we went, yeah, cool, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was 100% more enjoyable.
That's fair.
You know, I pretty much just said, look, I'll apply for it. And if I get it, then I'll go. If I don't get it, then I won't go. And that was going to be the decision point for me. So I applied, less than 24 hours later, I was approved, and I was fucking stoked. So I'm definitely going to PAX this year. So are you, Wilco? Yep. Wilco, you're going under both USM and Tom Clancy podcast, the Oso Fancy Tom Clancy Extravaganza.
That's it. So we're going to do some Dancy Clancy's at Just Dance AD. No, what is it? Just Dance.
I want to kiss a Mancy by the name of Tom Clancy.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that. All the boys are going to be there. So we've got a few things planned. A little bit of a meet-up Friday night.
If there is not a shot of you guys at Just Dance doing a Clancy Dancy, all ears. I don't know what you even like. Just it's got to do. It's got to happen.
You'll have to be one there, happen. But so PAX this year, we will be there, and we're very, very excited. Not too sure what we're going to see yet. But I'm almost certain. I've already got a request to cover as much, Last of Us 2 content as possible.
Yeah, I saw that. Pretty much my focus will obviously be The Division 2 and then the indie, massive indie section as well. I just want to see what EB Expo is actually doing there as well. I don't understand what
they're actually doing. Yeah, because EB Expo is inside it, so I actually got downwind, and I'm not too sure if
you do smell a bit.
I do actually. I haven't had a shower yet. I probably smell like a moose.
You damn stinker.
But I got downwind from one of the managers at one of our local EB games that they are actually, EB themselves are trying to tee up a big Red Dead event for PAX.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm very tempted EB to Expo, take my spare PS4 down with me with a preloaded. Mm. Actually, not even preloaded. I suppose day one patch you got to avoid, because last year, this is an announcement to all those people who didn't go last year and are wanting to get Red Dead Redemption 2. Harvey Norman generally has a booth and they sell it for like $60.
Yeah, it was cheap.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, when Mario came out last year, it was cheap.
They had Assassin's Mario and what was the other thing that came out that day? Wolfenstein 2. They had them all pretty much $60 or less, brand new day of release. So That's probably where I'll end up getting Red Dead Redemption 2, to be honest.
If it's well, if it's cheap and if it's there, they probably will be there. But yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be at PAX this year. And we're very, very excited. So you'll be hearing a lot more PAX content the coming up over the weeks.
We'll be at PAX. Josh won't be there. So
no, sadly, I won't be.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's but we'll be there.
It is sad. I must
admit. It is. I wish you'd come in, Josh.
Yeah.
On to the big game of the week, and just up front, there's not going to be any spoilers to this, so it is safe to listen throughout this. But I have already platinumed Spider-Man. I couldn't believe
that ending. Oh my! I mean,
yeah, great ending, by the way. Absolutely fantastic. The final boss fight was. Oh really? The final boss fight was emotional as fuck. It was actually really, really good. But yeah, I've already platinumed Spider-Man. I have spent a fuckload of time with that game
over the past
few days.
You have.
Did you platinum it then walk away, or did you platinum and keep swinging through the city?
I platinumed it and kept swinging. Yeah, it is just that much fun to swing through that city.
Now I need to explain. You've both played it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you know the first few missions. There's that mission where you go to the construction site for your first base that you've got to attack.
Yep.
I cleared the map and all the backpacks before that mission.
Oh yeah, that's
how much fun it is.
So I don't even know if I'm halfway through the storyline yet, because I am just as something else unlocks on the map for me to go and do. I'm just going and doing it, you know,
going and doing it.
And
it is just look, and the game's not perfect. Like realistically, I probably had maybe in my entire time maybe 10 like hard crashes where the game just goes, there's been an error, and just kicks you back, like just kicks you straight out.
I've had a couple of hard crashes. I dropped down on a gang to obviously beat them up. As I dropped down, I glitched through the building beside them.
Yeah.
And then I was stuck inside the building and could see through the wall and see them outside, but couldn't get to them. I'm like, come on, really?
I was doing a base and I jumped down on someone and I went underneath the ramp.
Yeah.
And it was just, you get to see under the world. And that was live on stream too. And then there was a couple of things where people just walked outside the construction site and they couldn't come back in. Mm. And But yeah.
It's pretty fucking mental, man. Like I had Mary Jane's fucking fringe kept sliding off her face in cutscenes, which was just hilarious to watch. It was so dumb. But
I'll tell you one of the highlights though that I had in my short playthrough. So the other night on stream I finished it. It was nighttime in New York. Mm. And I went, I just want to finish. We'll just go somewhere different. There's Empire State Building. I'm going to go to the top of that. So I found myself perched on top of the Empire State Building at night time.
Mm.
And I just sat there. I just looked around 360 degrees. Didn't get an achievement for it. Didn't get anything for it. Wasn't doing a mission. Just sat there and took in the city. Like, the draw distance is amazing. The way that city looks is just brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
And especially at night. Like, I haven't seen it much at night. There's a few missions or side missions I went into where it changes it tonight automatically. And I didn't want to leave those side missions because it just is amazing.
Mm.
Yep.
But yeah, just sitting there way above everything else and just watching the lights of the city flash. And it's just, that was one of my highlights of the game. And I didn't even realize there was photo mode. I think that's where I said, I'm not getting any better than this tonight. I'm turning the stream off now and that's the end of it. So
yep.
I might go back up there, take some photos with photo mode because yeah, it's just stunning.
Well, I mean, really, like it's hard to explain unless you've played the game. So if you haven't played Spider-Man, then I encourage you to go out if you've got a PS4 and grab it. It's just for Spider-Man fans. Like I'm a long-time Spider-Man fan. I've read a lot of Spider-Man comics. I've been a Spider-Man fan since I was like 5 years old. You can really tell that the guys who made this game are also Spider-Man fans
because
there is so many Easter eggs and there's so much cool shit in this game. They're like, oh my god, like just even small things, like you'll meet a character and that character will be like, hey, my name's Dirt, and you're like, oh motherfucker, I wonder if that's gonna do, like I wonder
where, like, that's gonna go.
There's so now, much, man, there's so fucking much content in this game.
Can I talk about another podcast just quickly? I listened to the Kinda Funny Guys, so Greg Miller and that. They made up a character, Shirtless Spider-Man, okay, just as a joke, and he runs around, takes photos and does all this shit, and they really push for it, just as a silly character. Insomniac went and put the Spider-Man in the game. Just as a little Easter egg. Just as another Easter egg. They just you just run into him and it's like, and no pointing to who it was or anything like that. No care. There was just enough of a following out there in the audience that they went, yeah, we can justify putting that in the game.
Yep.
Just little things like that. Yeah. Like, and like even that first, the first few missions when you're looking at just some of the memorabilia around some of the places, and you're just like, yeah, that makes sense. I know what that is. Oh my god!
It reminds me a lot of the story cutscenes actually remind me of Naughty Dog. Like, there's really look, it's not as good as Naughty Dog because I don't think there's anyone in the industry right now that does movie level interactions between characters that are really quite heartfelt and really quite emotional and very full. But this game comes bloody close. There were some scenes between Peter and Mary Jane, especially also Peter and Octavius, that were very, God, they're good scenes. And I'm sitting there going, man, I wonder if Naughty Dog had any, like, fuck, people must be looking at Naughty Dog games and going, shit, we can do that too.
Yeah.
You know, because there are some really good scenes in this game. The bloke like who plays Spider-Man fucking nails it. Holy shit.
Yeah. I like the fact that they're allowing the scenes to breathe too. Like, they're not rushing like big action impact scenes. Like, they're just small little, you know, that you think they're throwaway scenes and then they sort of add up to something else later. Yeah. And some of them are just fun scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not forcing, you know, the story moving along down your throat. And, like, maybe it does it towards the end, but at the start's like, I'm just enjoying taking in the story and not having to worry about the big baddie straight from the start. So,
and look, like I said, the game's not perfect by any means. That there are some issues with the game. I believe that it gets a little repetitive. The good news is about that is it is fun to get around the city. So while it's repetitive, it never stops being fun, if you know what I mean. Because it's just swinging through the city and just seeing a crime down to your right and sort of just taking a hard right down a street and then, you know, just swinging up in the air, coming down on a group of enemies and just like splatting them all with webs and hitting them against walls and stuff. This game makes you feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think it really does. I think one of the other good things that they've done is obviously the tricks you can do in midair, you know, as you're swinging. It's not just...
Yeah.
And that's what kind of keeps it... They're pretty limited in what you can do, but it does keep it fresh, you know, a bit swinging through. Oh, let's do some backflips and stuff, as opposed to just swinging, you know. Mm. You can change it up just that little bit.
Yeah.
I think that helps.
I think to, like... The combat, it's like there was two things I had an issue with, and it wasn't until I had these click moments where I understood the mechanic, and then it changed. And the swinging for the start, I wasn't quite getting the rhythm right, and I was not holding it down. I wasn't pressing X at the right time when I had to, and I didn't quite understand it. But as soon as I did, oh my god, I just went,
yeah,
I'm going through this whole city. And the combat as well, I know a lot of people said the combat at the start can be a little bit tough, and I found it extremely tough, especially coming against some of the bigger guys. Once it almost had the exact feel I had with God of War, where at the start I was like, oh, this combat is so clunky, I just can't get it. And then there was a moment about half an hour, 40 minutes in, where I just went, oh, I understand.
Yeah, it just clicked for you.
And it's, I haven't looked back.
Seriously. As far as I'm concerned about this game, like, you know, I thought I was being biased when I first played it because I fucking love Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. I was playing it and I was like, this is my game of the year. And then I thought to myself, I'm like, nah, look, I'll give it some time to breathe. I'll spend it some time with it. I'll platinum the trophy. I'll platinum the game and I'll get that trophy and then I'll see how I feel afterwards. I platinumed it last night at like 11:30 or something like that. I probably could have platinumed it the previous night, but I couldn't play as much as I wanted to on Saturday night because I had my boy. But yeah, man, it might be currently my game of the year, and I understand that there are technical things wrong with it. There are some repetitive things, and there's some other stuff that's wrong.
And
but
just the city itself,
like, for me personally, my personal experience with it, it's a fucking. I loved every second of that game.
I can tell you something for nothing right now that Sony has three of my top three games of the year at the moment.
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
Definitely.
It's been a fucking good year, Sony. And God, please don't change this. It's so good.
I think coming back to what you were saying, Matty, and, you know, you said, you know, you thought you might be a bit biased because you're a long-time Spider-Man fan. And, you know, like, I like Spider-Man. I'm probably not as big of a fan as you are. I know who he is. I know a little bit of the backstory here and there with bits and pieces. But the thing I think that's really made it click for me is looking at it, and then some of the characters you come across and stuff is really making me want to go and read the comics find out more. Sure. And I think that's the killer. I think that's what really makes it a good game is anybody can make a game, and in that in that world, it's fun and everything, but there's no drive to go beyond it and learn more. Whereas this is really giving me that drive to go and work out who that character is and what, you know, how he came about his powers and all that kind of thing.
I think, though, too,
that's the thing for me.
Pergo said it best, is they nailed Spider-Man himself, like the character himself.
Oh, he's so good. He's good. And like, they need... I'm pretty sure his name's Yuri, who plays Spider-Man. Like, they need him to like, be in Spider-Man. But he's fucking good, man. He's good at that role.
Yeah, just the level of cheek. And there was the stuff we saw from the start in all the trailers. I always thought, if they keep that going the whole way through, they've done it. And he's a serious, but he's cheeky. He doesn't care. And it's just exactly how you'd want Spider-Man to be.
Yep.
But, I 100% agree with you. And then there's things we'll get to in the news which will back it up as well. But this is something fairly special.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It is. And look, I can go on about this. I'm going to do a review on the game. I've got video footage. I don't know if I'm doing a video review yet, but I'm definitely doing a written one. I've started it. It'll be up on the website in the coming days. If you want to hear my full opinion in written form, at the very least, on Spider-Man, keep an eye on that. And if you haven't played it, if you're on the fence about it, then get fucking off that fence, jump straight into the yes side and go pick that fucking game up.
Once again, it's a console seller, and they've had three, I'd say definitely two this year console sellers. I enjoyed Detroit more than most people, but God of War and Spider-Man are 100% console sellers.
Agreed. Let's do this.
This is the fucking news.
Alrighty, we spoke about this very briefly before. Destiny 2 Forsaken has released, but this fucking man.
Yeah.
Like, why do they keep doing this to themselves?
I don't know.
I don't understand how they keep, like, they keep making the same fuck-ups over and over again.
Yeah, I don't even understand what the mechanic or the necessity for this thing is. So what we're talking about before is, if you get a character boost with Forsaken, that brings your... But
the most important thing is you get one... They've had one with every single expansion. There's been a character boost.
For those unfamiliar, what that means is that you can jump in now and level a character straight to the max level that you need to be to do the new content.
Doing that content. Yeah.
So for anyone who's like, I want to play Destiny, but I don't want to have to play through Destiny 2 because I'm a lazy Dory and don't know how MMOs work. I just want to get Destiny Forsaken because I've heard it's good, catch up with my friends real quick, and just play with them really quickly without actually learning how to play the game. So they give you an item that lets you boost your character straight to max level, pretty much.
And look, to be fair, in the previous expansions, I have used it for my second and third characters.
My alt characters.
Yeah, it's great because play through everything with the first character, and then the other ones you just want to, you know, it's more of a fun thing. But in this, you can use it, it's there, but it will lock you out of all content, all expansion content before Forsaken.
Yep. I haven't
actually gone and used it yet, and I don't know if I ever will to get to the ins and outs. I'm not sure if it's then going to lock you out of certain maps for strikes and certain raids. I'm not sure. I'm assuming it will, but it's just
what?
Dumb.
Why? Like, what? Just why?
I would love to hear the reason. I just would love Bungie to come out and say, or Activision probably, who made the decision, what their reasoning is for this.
This just blows my fucking mind.
You have to physically pay for those expansions.
You've
got
to buy the expansions
to get Forsaken.
And then if you use it, you're locked out. It's dumb. It doesn't make sense. And it just, like, as much as I said that the Forsaken release, I think, is on some points good and it is quite fun, it just goes to show, and it continues that trend that they've had since they released Destiny 2, where they just keep making these blunders. And it's a
decision that had to have gone through multiple people in a board.
How the fuck are they not QAing this stuff with the public? Like, surely they could. Like, this is.
That's a decision. You have to physically go in and stop that character from being able to access that content. So that's code they've had to have written. So this is the decision they've made at a very high level to make this happen. It's not just we didn't see that. That's an accidental thing.
As you go to use it, there's a couple of screens, and the very last screen actually says it. This will lock you out of previous content. It's like,
so fucked.
Okay.
It's like a deterrent. It's like they actively don't want people to... And like, I gave shit to those items before. I said, hey, look, these items for people who don't want to play the game, and don't want to learn how to play the game properly. It's like they've sat in a room and agreed with that and gone, this fucking, people shouldn't be using this. We're just doing it because we have to make people happy that want to play the game. How do we make people not use it and take a shortcut? Fuck it, lock them out of content. Like while I think that using those items, if you haven't played the game fully, it's a waste of your time. You should actually play the game because it's what it's there for, not skip it all. Locking people out of content because they want to do that.
I've just the only thing I can think is that they realised the last two expansions were absolute shit. So for somebody jumping into Forsaken, they're like, we don't want you to play shit, just play the new stuff. That is like the only.
But for a game that's starved for content and for a series that has been historically reasonably well, I don't think it's starved for content. That's probably wrong wording.
It's built around you playing the same content over and over.
Yeah, it's built around repetition.
For a series that has had the facade around it that is starved for content. At least there's been a lot of talk about it, saying there's not enough content when it's released. It only gets good after the third expansion. I mean, that was the sort of thing about Destiny 1, and it continued with Destiny 2.
Because it can't be overpowered or something like that. If you've got a character you've worked through that content before, and you're at the same power level, you can go back and do that content still. So
yeah,
it makes no sense.
I don't know. Moving on. So that's Destiny. Spider-Man news. This is. Thanks, Joey, for sending me this, mate. Oh, my God. So, some eagle-eyed people in Spider-Man noticed that there was a sign. This isn't spoiler, but there was a marriage proposal that happened in Spider-Man. Some backstory to this is that a dude asked... A dude asked pretty much Insomniac Games to put his proposal in Spider-Man. He actually wanted to propose to his girlfriend in Spider-Man. So, some people found the sign in Spider-Man. It's on a movie theater and it says, Maddie, will you marry me? And they put it in there, the fucking champions.
Wow, that is awesome.
Which is really, really good. Until...
She said no.
I mean, good on you, Insomniac. Well, yeah.
Pretty much.
Kind of. So, Tyler, the people tracked him down. He started posting on YouTube and said, yeah, that was me. It was myself. My name's Tyler. I was proposing to my girlfriend, Maddie. And, it didn't really work out that well. Here's the quote off of the comicbook.com article. Fuck, I'm going to have to try and read this without laughing. Sorry, Tyler, this is tragic in a really funny way to me. The thing that sucks about this Easter egg is the date that I'm making this video now, 3-4 weeks ago, my girlfriend dumped me to go with my brother, basically throwing away the 5 years we had together and spitting in my face, basically saying this isn't even the way she wanted to be proposed to and left me. This might go down in history as the saddest Easter egg. Maybe. I don't really know. So,
to be fair, I think that the thing that really kind of helps is in the backstory, I think Insomniac had like checked and said, do you really want us to do this? And he's like, yeah, look, we've been together for 5 years, so I'm pretty sure she's still going to be around come September.
Him for his brother, dude.
I have seen something on that though, and it does say that apparently the brother thing came about afterwards. I don't know, but that doesn't matter.
You know what you don't do when you break up with someone? Date their fucking brother, especially if you've dated him for 5 years.
I'm understanding what you're saying, but still,
Jesus,
this poor bloke, and it's in there forever. It's there. Well, there is some talk about it. They're going to patch it out. Apparently, he's going to put something up there for his grandma or something instead.
But that is...
Just have a middle finger and her name. That's all you need. Just Maddie.
Fuck you, Maddie. This is another reason why Spider-Man is the game of the year. This is fucking brilliant. But it has also been the quickest selling game this year, according to IGN articles.
Yeah, everyone's... In the UK. Sales charts came out.
Yeah, okay.
So this is, UK does weekly charts instead of monthly like everyone else. So we get to see a bit of a first-hand look at what's happening. Far Cry 5 was the previous fastest-selling game this year.
People have to remember this is insane because this is an exclusive. Exactly. This is only on PlayStation. This isn't one of those games that gets is released across multiple platforms and sells a bajillion copies because it does reasonably well.
Far Cry 5 that's on PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Yeah.
And this is just on PS4. It also, I think it more than doubled the previous best exclusive God of War. Nearly twice as many sold in the first week. The records don't stop there. There's Insomniac's latest game. It's the biggest Marvel-branded game launch in history, outselling Lego Marvel Super Heroes from back in 2013.
Oh, I'm really happy about that.
This means they're going to do more!
Yeah, that's what I'm just thinking.
Yes!
The only thing it hasn't beaten, the only record it hasn't beaten, basically, is the fastest-selling superhero game with Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, that's
still
fair.
Barely holds on to it from 2015, considering it also was multi-platform as well.
That's true. And this is something I was actually, I said in my Facebook post, it's quite interesting, the crazy juxtaposition that Marvel's video games have had compared to the Marvel movies. Like, you look at Marvel and DC movies, and they're black and white. Realistically, DC has its fans in the movies. I respect your opinion. Know that you're wrong. They're not good.
Love you too, brother.
Yes, Josh.
Josh, even you could admit that Justice League was fucking horrid.
Doesn't exist. Let's move on.
Exactly. How good was Infinity? How good are Avengers Infinity War?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's night and day between the two sets of movies. But this is another thing where Spider-Man's the first ever game to carry the Marvel intro that they use in all their movies. That's it came out day of release. The first one that Marvel's basically given the stamp of approval on to be able to use that, the intro that they do with the comic books flicking through and that whole intro that
does that mean we're going to get an MVGU, a Marvel video game universe
Everyone's sort of talking about it, because you do see, no spoilers because it's there, been seen, the Avengers Tower's there, the big rumours were, oh, not the big rumours, the big things, it's a lot of things, was Doctor Strange's place is in New York City in Spider-Man.
Actually, and that's one of the things I wanted to check talking Spider-Man, just go, you know, I wanted to go, because it is New York, I wanted to see if they've changed the statue for the Battle of New York from the Avengers movie on top of that building as well, just to see if that was there, as a thought process to see if they'll pay homage to that.
We will have to see what Square Enix does when Avengers itself comes out in, I don't know, next year, year after, but
we haven't heard anything on that.
They're in the same universe.
We have not heard anything on that.
Yeah, well, they're not in the same universe, but they've Insomniac's made sure that Spider-Man is in a Marvel universe in their game.
Man, if we actually get an MVGU, like a Marvel video game universe, I would be stoked. That would be so good. Holy shit. Based on this game, I would be very, very happy. Mm. That would be very cool.
You know, I'm pretty happy with where Marvel's sitting now with games. And it's the right approach. It's, hey, we've got really cool licenses. You're a really cool developer. You haven't, like, yeah, do whatever you want with it. Have a crack. Mm. If they turn around and start doing things like, hey, we've got this Daredevil idea, you know, a smaller character, there's an indie studio out there that wants to do it, and then give them Daredevil to have a indie game, that kind of shit I want. I don't want to see Square Enix be the only ones that can do it, but obviously Sony.
I want to see like a Hotline Miami bit of Daredevil theme. That'd be fucking awesome. Shit like that, you know.
That's what I want to see. But yeah, we'll wait and see. But as far as look, it's broken all the records, so you know there's going to be another one of these. Insomniac's pretty much working on the second one straight away. And
I'm so excited already. Holy shit! So anyway, Spider-Man. We can do this for so long.
I'm looking at that city and I'm just going, I want to play Turtles. I want that city and I want to be Turtles in that city.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. They need to let that license die for a few years, unfortunately. Turtles is just...
I just keep on looking at New York going,
yeah.
Can I just jump in the sewers there?
You know, all this talk about Spider-Man makes me want to wrap this up quickly so I can go back and play Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know.
It does.
You know,
let's get into the next news
story.
Making everyone sad.
Yeah. Henry Cavill has been cast as Geralt. Or Geralt in Netflix's Witcher adaptation, which will be interesting.
I think it will be. Netflix has, when they've done something as a Netflix original or whatever they are, they've got a
spotty track record. They're okay. They're usually average or brilliant. There's nothing really anything that I personally have. I'm sure they exist, but there's nothing that I've personally seen on Netflix that has been fucking horrible. But The Witcher, man, that's.
It's big shoes.
It's a big license to fill for certain people. Like, there's a lot of the audience that won't really understand it at all. But
well, there's a lot of the audience that doesn't understand the story. Because, I mean, they're Swedish novels, I think.
Swedish or German, is it? Something like that.
I can't remember what they are, but there's a lot of backstory.
And I have actually tried to read the novels, and I got confused.
Apparently they're terrible.
You got to remember, this is based on the novels, not anything to do with the game license itself.
Yeah,
which is loosely based on some of the novels or some parts of them or some shit. But yeah, Henry Cavill. Cool, I guess. He's pretty good. Xbox Australia creates a limited... This is so fucking stupid. Creates a limited... I read this, and at first I thought... I was like, is it April?
It's so good, though.
So Xbox Australia has created a limited edition grease-proof wireless controller to celebrate the full release of PUBG on the Xbone.
Winner chicken dinner, mate.
No, but this is so you can have your chicken dinner and not grease up your fucking controller.
The
fact that these are limited is just amazing.
I'm just waiting to see somebody just rub Cheetos all over it just for shits and giggles.
There's already videos that are going to KFC and all this other shit. But, like, hats off to Xbox Australia. They do some absolutely
hilarious,
amazing promos. We've got the inflatable controller from a couple of years back, the onesie. Now this is just, and
it's just ridiculous.
I can't remember what it was. But
can you, hey Xbox? Like, I love you. This is really funny, but can you make some good games?
Yeah.
Crackdown 3, mate, it's coming out next year.
Oh fuck off!
Get on.
I really want Microsoft to do something, because they've got the money and they've got the talent. They've just got to knuckle down. I know you guys can do it. Please bring some cool shit.
Latest rumor is they're bringing the old Halo 5 to PC, but we'll wait and see on that one.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mm.
Oh, man, Captain Marvel. Okay, back into beautiful Marvel territory. Photos from the set of Captain Marvel finally show off the Skrulls, plus a bunch of photos of Captain Marvel, which you'll probably want to see because, you know, she's quite easy on the eyes.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, yeah, Captain Marvel. Cannot wait.
Yeah, that'll be good. Can't wait because that is the last one before Infinity War Part 2.
Mm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like within a month or two within each other as well. So.
Yeah.
That's when we're going to get, what's his face, isn't it? I can't remember if I got his name. Adam Warlock. Oh, no, he'll probably
he's
going to Guardians of the Galaxy 3, probably.
Yeah, it'll be Galaxy Guardians 3, if that ever comes out.
Because they've already mentioned him in the Galaxy series.
Yeah, end of number 2.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Do we see Nova? Can we see Nova?
Oh, we fucking... No, they ruined the Nova Corps, man. They fucking ruined them. You know, like, Nova, I thought from that kind of group of characters, that spacefaring, I thought Nova and was Richard Rider was one of the best all through the Annihilation Wave and all that kind of stuff. His character development was really good, and then they went and just ruined the Nova Corps.
Speaking of Marvel,
anyways,
is this a spoiler? I can't know whether it is. It's not really a spoiler because it's in, if you've watched any Marvel movie, you'll understand the fact that Stan Lee's in the game.
Oh, that was so fucking
funny. Yeah, that cameo.
That's the joke. He's in everything. But it is quite funny when he pops up, because I knew it was going to happen. That the shot came in and I was lying in bed with Kate actually, and fucking it came from behind him. I'm like, it's fucking Stan Lee, and Kate's like, what? And I was like, it's fucking Stan Lee. I know it. That's it. And then he came out. I was like,
I just love that they've had the balls to do that in the game. That was great.
Well, he's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's a watcher, from what I understand.
That's the understanding is.
Yeah. So, it's going to be very, very sad when he's not in them anymore, because he's getting pretty old. But the good news is they, if they do the MVGU, he can continue to be in them, which is going to be fucking sick. Anyway, moving on. That might be a spoiler. We might cut that. I might edit that out. We'll see. If we leave it in there, apologies if it spoiled anything. We really didn't want to spoil anything about this game. EVE Online developer was bought out by South Korea's Pearl Abyss. This is interesting, hey?
Yeah,
it's weird. Oh, I don't get it.
Yeah, no, this one was weird.
Because EVE Online, I thought, was doing very well. It has its player base and stuff like that. I don't know why they'd sell it off unless they're just sick of dealing with all the spreadsheet nerds.
Well,
yeah, well, that's, Like, it got in the news only the other day again for a big, massive battle that they had.
And yeah. So it was, like, don't get me wrong. I wish, God, spreadsheet nerds, please don't yell at me. I wish that I could fucking play this game. I just don't have the time investment. It has interested me for years. I've tried to get into it a couple of times. I really would love to have the time to play you online because I think it'd be right up my alley. But fuck, man. That's a big game. That's a lot of time investment.
There's got to be something behind it because, you know, so it's Pearl Abyss has got Black Desert online, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, so CCP, who is the EVE Online publisher, are apparently still going to operate independently.
Yeah, okay.
But, they, you know, maybe it's a money thing. Maybe they just want more asset behind them to be able to do more. Who fucking knows?
Maybe the number was just that big that they
were... Yeah, okay, maybe it was. Problems. Maybe it was.
Weird. It came out of nowhere. Like, I never thought, like you said, EVE's going so well, as far as I'm aware. Why would you even consider selling it? It seems to be making millions for no reason.
Here's another one. THQ Nordic, who isn't really THQ at all in any way, shape, or form. They just bought the name, and I'm surprised they just haven't dropped the Nordic part.
For everything else.
Yeah. Have bought Kingdom of Amalur. I remember that fucking game.
That was a good game.
They bought it from 38 Studios. That was that PS3 one and Xbox
360.
Yeah, but this is the weird thing.
But, they still need approval from EA to do anything.
Why would you pay money for something and then get...
They've got the license, but they still need approval from EA to do any re-releases. They've got the IP,
that's all they own.
HD, EA's, remakes.
EA's the publisher.
You know.
Maybe a new one. Maybe they're looking for new stuff, which is weird. Or maybe THQ Nordic is just like... They're just collecting IPs.
Well, they picked up Time Splitters the other day.
They did, too.
Out of nowhere. Oh, I don't know. They're going to go bust soon. It's going to be hilarious. I mean... Sad. I don't know. I don't know how they're doing this. I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah. Another bit of sad news. Wildstar developer Carbine Studios has shut down. I mean, it's always sad when a game studio shuts down, but I've never heard of Wildstar. So
I played Wildstar.
Is that why that MMO?
It was an MMO.
Cartoon-looking one?
Yeah, I played a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It was...
I looked it up after I heard about it, and I was like, oh, yep, never seen this before.
Yeah, look, it's been around for a while. It was interesting. Little bits and pieces, but it just didn't have that spark to really differentiate it from...
Too much competition at that stage.
Yeah, way too much.
Like, you're still... This is WoW at its sort of 6th or 7th, 8th year, and this is...
Guild Wars
was going strong. You got the Star Wars one was going. I think Lord of the Rings was just come on the scene as well, and, it's just a very bad time to...
It's a very bad time to do any MMO when WoW is still around, so, that's...
True.
This is so dumb. as if we haven't had enough of fucking Fortnite, you can now play Monopoly Fortnite if you want.
We've been asked to do a playthrough of that as Locked On down at PAX.
No.
Yeah.
Reason number one why I'm not going to PAX. Monopoly Fortnite.
It was cute, like the first couple of Monopoly editions that came out. Like, it was kind of cool. Like, oh, Simpsons Monopoly, that looks rad. Oh, fucking, whatever Monopoly, that looks pretty cool. Futurama Monopoly, whatever. But now they release a version of Monopoly for fucking everything under the sun. And it's like, it's like pop vinyls. Just get the fuck away from me.
The Witcher Monopoly, it'd be like this fucking massive board. It'd have like 500,000.
Can you imagine Monopoly Editions Monopoly? Just fucking one of all the fucking Monopoly editions.
To be fair, it's going
full come full circle.
No, not to be fair at all.
Obviously they've released a shit ton of different editions of Monopoly, but there is one that I do really like, and it's the Monty Python edition of Monopoly, because it changes all the rules. Everything is different. You know, there's cards where you win automatically, and each of your little things has got different. So it's more fun because it's not the same. That's the only thing. Every edition they release is just the same rules, just different board.
Yep. You know what they should have done this with? Fucking Trivial Pursuit. Because at least then you got fucking knowledge. But it's just, anyway. This looked really good, actually. So this is fan made. There was a Metal Gear Solid remake in the Unreal Engine 4, and it looked really fucking good. It looked really, really good. It's not really new. It's not being done. It just looked fucking awesome. Yeah. So if you can find it, there's a Kotaku article about it. Metal Gear Solid's intro remade Unreal Engine 4. Google it. Have a look at it. It'll probably make you wish that Metal Gear Solid would get remade like that, because it'd be fucking awesome. That's about it from that one.
Yep. Speaking of...
If you've heard about Artifact, then you probably play Dota 2 or watch The International. Or you're a CCG fan. You never heard of any of that stuff, Wilco. None of it. Artifact is an upcoming competitive card game CCG from Valve, and it's based
Isn't
around
this
Dota
what
2.
They've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars, or millions of dollars into?
Like, they've spent at least $9 making this game. At least it's Valve, so you know they cut a lot of costs.
This was their big announcement back earlier on this year, and everyone came out and went, hold on.
No, it was announced at last year's International.
That's what it was, yeah.
Last year's International, which was a big, big event for Dota. Massive event, like $20 million prize pool. And they're like, here's our what we've been working on, the fucking CCG. And everyone went, what the shit? So some crazy things about it if you're into this sort of stuff. So
it actually has Half-Life 3 included in one of the cards.
In one of the cards. You have to actually buy the card. But it is a collaboration between Valve and Magic the Gathering's creator, Richard Garfield.
That's interesting.
So if anyone knows how to make card games, it's fucking Richard Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
But the other interesting part about this is that unlike other digital CCGs in which you buy digital, you don't actually ever get physical cards in your hand. They're all, well, I believe they're doing a physical version as well, but this is mostly going to be digital. If you play Hearthstone, however the fuck you pronounce it, or any of the Magic games, you can earn free card packs through play. You can do that. And there's like quests and stuff, and you can earn free cards through things. Valve says, fuck you, give us your money. There will be no way to get free card packs in this game at all. None. You have to buy everything. Now, the reasoning... at first, I was like, that's fucking dumb.
That is fucking dumb.
But their reasoning behind it makes sense. This is... Apparently, this was Richard Garfield's... apparently, he was involved in the decision. It means there'll be zero grinding. But it also means what they're trying to do is instead of making the drop rate on the lower end cards really high in the free packs and like doing that sort of stuff, they're trying to make all of the cards more viable, all of them across the board, because there won't be a mass amount of the really common cards, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but you're still opening yourself up to, you know, for somebody who's got more money to just have a better deck. Just that's it, full stop.
But that is the way CCGs work. Anyway, in real life, like someone who has more money is going to have a better deck than you. Yeah. That's the way they work. Yes. If someone who spends $1 million on Magic versus a person who has spent $10 on Magic, who do you think is going to win?
Not necessarily.
For sure.
Seriously, not necessarily. You've played Magic. You've gotten the booster decks. Like it is a chance thing. Like there is an element of chance involved there.
But statistically speaking, the person with the million... this is the exact same thing. In real life, are there ways to earn real free card decks?
Yes.
No. Well, no. You can't go into a store and say, hey, I'm going to sit here and play some Magic. I'm going to sit here and play some Magic on my seventh game. Can I have a free booster pack? They're going to tell you, fuck out my store.
Yeah, no. I understand what you're saying. Like there is the competitions and stuff where you do get free boosters and the like.
Yeah,
you know, there's that. But I understand what you're saying. But we have previously, I guess, made a point of how shit it is for developers releasing a game that to lock everything behind a paywall, which is effectively what they're doing. You know, and there to be no other way to do it, no other way to
go. We've said locking content behind a paywall in terms of story and stuff like that, which I'm very against. This in effect is
a CCG.
This is a real life card game that's locked behind a paywall anyway. That's the whole point of it. You've got to buy card packs.
Yeah, I guess that's I can understand point. What you're saying. I just think when you're comparing it to your Magic and stuff that are out there, it's, you know.
Like if they had released story content with this and said there's also going to be a massive story that you have to pay for, then I'd be like, nah, fuck you, no, release the game, release a story content for free. Yes, if you want us to pay for extra cards, then yeah, that's fair enough. I understand that, but no, I
still think I come back to the point that it's probably, I haven't read this part of it, but it's probably a closed economy anyway, so you can't sell those cards on, can you? You can't trade them on?
Well, it's Valve, so probably yes, in the Steam Marketplace, I would assume that you can.
If that's a thing, then I don't mind it as much, because if it's closed and they can basically control how much cards are worth,
and you're
buying cards, and then all of a sudden, 6 months down the track, they go, well, these cards are now better, those ones are irrelevant, you have to.
Well, they can do that. They already do that, and they make a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. Valve takes a cut off everything sold off the marketplace. So this is all money grabbing from Valve. And yeah. while I think this is a money grabbing thing, I'm not as hard on it because it is a CCG, and that's the way that fucking CCGs work. Pay money, get cards. That's just the way they work.
I just think if there needs to be some ongoing value with those cards, you should be able to trade them or sell them to other people.
Otherwise, well, I mean, what you could do is you could just buy a shit ton of card packs and then sell your rare cards that you get on the Steam marketplace. I'm sure that there'll be a way to do that.
Yeah.
If it's available.
We've spent way too long talking about a Dota spin-off, so...
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and by the way, the game's not free either. You got to pay for the game first.
Oh, no. Okay. Moving on.
That in there.
Moving
on. Yeah, that's fair, because you got to pay for the starter deck.
Yeah, you do. But fuck you, Valve, you bastards. But anyway.
Hold on, one of those decks will get you halfway through, though. So it'd just be a random card back.
Fucking imagine if it did. There's just one copy of Half-Life 3 in one deck in somewhere. PS Vita got a fucking firmware update.
That makes no sense.
No.
It does. It makes perfect sense, actually. You want to know why?
No, it doesn't.
Because it plugged up piracy holes. That's all it did. Some quality of life stuff, and apparently patched a few vulnerabilities that had come out recently. Then they just moved on. Still not releasing games for it.
Did you read the article about the fact that the Vita's got new life because of all these dodgy games that are coming to it with cheap platinums?
Yeah.
And that's the only... that the actual game, the machine itself, is going really well because people are getting these easy platinums. That's the only reason they're using it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Which is a shame because I still actually think it's a very good handheld.
Oh, it's a good Switch before its time.
Yeah, it's a good Switch. Yeah,
it was a good Switch before its time. Now the Switch is better. Yeah, that's right. I said it. The Switch is better than the PS Vita. You can fucking quote me on that.
Wow, it's complaint letters too.
And we got TGS coming up, so let's go through some of this stuff. New game from the Yakuza guys, Project Judge. The trailer has been shown in the lead up to TGS.
Have you looked at that yet, Matty?
I haven't, no.
So my understanding of the quick read through I've done is it's pretty much Yakuza, but from the detective side. So you're playing as a cop in the same kind of thing, and it's from the streets through to
the... Because there's lots of dirty detectives in Yakuza anyway. But
apparently it's through to the courtroom as well. So you'll be involved in the court side of it too, apparently.
Oh, shit. So it's like an ace attorney.
I'm all of a sudden interested.
Objection! So I don't know. It'll be interesting. Apparently there's a demo now if you've got a Japanese PS4.
Now,
PS7
is it like the other Yakuza games where the demo actually includes the whole game free?
Just the whole fucking game free. Probably is.
Who knows?
Japan's just like, I don't understand why no one's buying these games because everyone's fucking finished it, mate, in the demo. Kingdom Hearts is getting a VR experience.
Oh my god, let it die.
If it's anything like that Final Fantasy 15 VR experience where you just stare at boobs all the time, that's going to be very weird because Kingdom Hearts is a family-friendly experience, apparently.
They'll be able to go fishing in it, though. That'll be the thing.
Yeah, probably. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles is coming to the Switch. Cool, I guess I didn't play that. Never played that one.
It's supposed to be okay, isn't it?
I played Crystal Chronicles. I thought you had Crystal Chronicles, like the first one.
Is it the turn-based?
Maybe I did.
Yeah, it was on Game Boy Advance. It was turn-based.
Tactics?
No, I had Final Fantasy Tactics.
Oh, no, that is just Final Fantasy Tactics, isn't it? Sorry, yeah.
I thought Crystal Chronicles was pretty similar.
Okay. It might be in the same universe.
This is how much preparation we did for the podcast tonight. We really researched everything.
We are doing well,
and we're knowledgeable people, so get stuffed.
And Project Awakening, a new game from Cygames, has you fighting dragons, which
apparently
has proven to be very, very good. Dragon
every
fighting
game with a dragon in it has gone really, really well.
Yep. Just like Lair. Just look up if you can't remember how fucking good. How hyped Lair was before it's released,
one,
and
that
how well it did,
sick.
And Scalebound. Look them up. Look up Lair from the PS3 days, and look up Scalebound from Xbox One. No, Xbox 360. Can't remember.
It doesn't exist. So Xbox nothing.
That's true. That's right. But you can't look it up.
The big thing with Cygames is they've got they're best known for their mobile titles like Granblue Fantasy. So this will be their first console game, first console exclusive game at least, anyways.
Oh, good.
It's quality. This is got.
Yay.
This is game of the year all over it.
Fantastic. Cannot wait. Interlist. That's it for the news. If you want us to cover a bit of news on this podcast, you can join our community. Discord community and post it in the news channel there. Speaking of the community, if you'd like to join, head to our website, which has recently been revamped, ultrasupermega.com.au. Click on the community.
Shed some weight.
Yes, shed some weight. Click on the community button at the top of the page and you will find yourself a link to join our Discord server. It's quite active. A lot of people in there. We talk a lot of shit. Come in. Don't be a dickhead. Have some fun. Into the listener feedback.
Most people are doing shits when they're talking on there too. Most people are doing shits when they're talking on there as well.
That's a good
point
too.
True, true.
Poo-cord, not Discord. Or Dick-cord. No, that's kind of sexist. Anyway.
Yeah, no, Matty, really Matt, just stop. Just you're digging that hole deeper and deeper.
Damn it.
Into the listener feedback, buddy.
Into the listener feedback.
You have very, very, very hot topics coming up. So let's
Demuji has asked, why does my life suck?
Sorry that it does.
I don't know. I thought he just got engaged. Congratulations.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
We're going to see Predator on Thursday, Mooch. Man. It's all good. You'll be happy.
I don't think your life sucks that much, bro. You're right. You're good.
Are you okay, Demuji? Isn't that coming up? Are you okay, Dave?
Thursday.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
You're right. No, Thursday. He's fine. I love him. But here's why his life might suck, because he got in an argument in the Discord. is it crumb steak or beef schnitzel? Now he's a silly bugger for a start because he was wrong, because he said, is it crumb steak, not crumbed? So we're going to change that. Is it crumbed steak or is it beef schnitzel, guys?
It's crumb
beef schnitzel.
No, it's crumb steak.
What?
No, it's not.
It's crumb steak.
That makes shit up. Google it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It depends what you're eating, because they both exist and they're both very different things.
There you go.
A beef
Why
a
ask
schnitzel.
A stupid question?
Because okay, I'm gonna fucking settle this, you doze. A schnitzel is a piece
of
meat. Well,
how can you say it's
been
crumb steak if both exist?
Because they're different things.
Yeah. So what's he asking?
Well, I'm not too sure. What do you personally like better? I guess.
No. The argument was: is it called crumb steak or is it called beef
what
schnitzel?
What called it? If they're both two
different
things, what
things,
is he
they're both right. Yeah. But Demuji's wrong because he said crumb steak, not crumbed steak. So he's a silly bugger. But look, beef schnitzel
is way better.
Schnitzel is generally thinned using some sort of tenderizer. Yeah. Like they actually bash it down, they tenderize it and thin it out using some sort of mallet. Whereas crumb steak is just a fucking slab of steak crumbed.
And generally, a schnitzel's cooked in an oven.
Yes, also true. Yeah,
generally.
Answer seriously, this is not a joke.
Podcast. Fuck. To be honest, we get some very, very hot topic food questions on this show.
We really do.
Food's important, man.
Cool.
Are we done? We survived.
That's it.
We
that's the one. That's the one listener feedback question we got. If you'd like to drop us a question, come join the Discord community. If you missed that before, ultrasupermega.com.au. Click on community. Paste it in Discord. Away you go. We'll start to wrap this thing up because it's been a bit of a long one tonight. Sorry about all the Spider-Man jibber jabber. But Wilco, what are you looking forward to, man?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm stuck in it. I want to finish it, and we'll see if some Forsaken comes into my future or not. Depends how long I take to get through Spider-Man. Forza Horizon 4. I'm getting pretty psyched on that at the moment, but just having like some moments to breathe. It's been so busy at the moment, so yeah. Hopefully, like I'm doing 12 to 14 hour days at the moment, so it's really, really good fun.
It's fucking crazy, Josh.
No. It's Australia, mate.
No, you're cut off, Wilco. You're cut off, mate.
You're gone. Gone, mate. That's what we're looking forward to.
No, Australia's going to be sick. I'm really looking forward to that. We've got two podcasts we're recording live on the show floor, which is going to be sick. And yeah, really, really looking forward to that. So if you're going there, hit us up. Tell us when you want to. Unless your name's Perko, hit us up. We'll catch up.
Wilco, what are you doing at PAX?
I'm having pizza and drink night. It's
okay, good.
You're not invited.
Well, fuck you. Fuck you. You cut me, man. You cut me real deep. Josh, what are you looking forward to that's not PAX because you're not going?
Yeah, shut up.
Are you looking forward to PAX, Josh?
I wish I was. I'm looking forward to finishing Spider-Man. Yeah, there'll be more Warframe in my future, but at the moment I'll sink my teeth back into Spider-Man and Destiny 2, Forsaken. I'll finish those two. And much like you, I am starting to look forwards to that Forza Horizon release, which is the start of October, and then we're into Red Dead, you know? And so just think, the day you guys are at PAX, which will be really fun, I'll be playing Red Dead.
Can I just outright state that the fact they haven't called it, like, 4-ZA has really pissed me off? But anyway. I'm looking forward to PAX. very much looking forward to PAX, actually.
So you should be.
That's going to be very, very good. I am looking forward to Dragon Quest XI. I'm going to get back into that. I'm looking forward to more Spider-Man, even though I've platinumed it. I'll probably continue to play that. And I'm looking forward to all the new games that are coming out over the next few months. There's a whole bunch of them. I'm actually really looking forward to COD, too, funnily enough. I haven't played a COD in a long time, and this Battle Royale thing has me a little bit excited. Jump back on there with some of my mates and check that out. Wilco?
Yeah?
Where can we catch you if we need to catch you?
You can find me at Wilco's Chill Zone on all the places, all the cool places. So Twitter, Twitch, that kind of stuff. You'll also find me recording the other podcast we do, which is Locked On, a Tom Clancy podcast. Actually just got a really exciting message while we're doing this about a possible upcoming guest. So
awesome.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. We're doing a lot of stuff with that down at PAX as well. So keep an eye out for a merch store popping up fairly soon. You better get some pretty cool Locked On merch as well.
Good shit. Josh, where can we catch you, man?
You can catch me, Super Mega Josh, on Twitter and the Voice of Reason on the Discord, because somebody's got it. You're all unreasonable. And you can find me currently hiding on my PlayStation. So if you've got Forsaken, give me a shout out and we'll play.
Sounds good. And you can catch me at all the places, Matt Jerkins or Matty Jerkins, either one of those two, on Twitter, Instagram, all that sort of stuff. My Instagram account has been very active of late. I've been posting pictures of my collection. So I've got quite a big collection sitting behind me here.
Yeah, you want to see that boy's collection, man.
Oh, my collection, ooh, mate. And I've been streaming a bit on Twitch. I've been streaming a couple of times, so I'm going to continue to do that over the coming weeks. You can find me there at Matt Jerkins as well. And if you want to catch any of us, you can find us at our website, ultrasupermega.com.au. Have a fucking stellar week, and we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
See ya.